From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Thousands of angry students, parents, and residents demanded stricter gun laws Saturday as new details were revealed about the suspect arrested and accused of shooting and killing 17 people at a Florida high school. The rally held in downtown Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was attended by scores of students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, including this one.
Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again. They will never be able to attend homecoming, to attend prom, to go to college, to receive those National Merit Scholarships, to swim on their school's swim team. I just want to know, where is the common sense in that? Where is the common sense in these laws? Because of the systematic failure of our government on every level, people are dying every day.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump visited Florida after the attack and to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He praised the first responders and applauded the short amount of time it took to get the victims to the hospitals, including ones who had more than four bullets. When asked by reporters if the nation's gun laws need to be changed, Trump did not respond as he walked into the room. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence has said that the Islamic State group remains a threat despite its recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. The U.S. Attorney General has also ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation responded to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission on Friday by the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded the 14 others in Florida. Pope Francis has reactivated his sexual abuse advisory panel by restructuring its membership, following criticism of his handling of scandals that have staggered the Catholic Church for more than three decades. The Vatican announced Saturday that Francis reconfirmed Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the northeastern U.S. city of Boston as head of the panel, the reconfirmation of seven members, and the appointment of nine new ones. The reshuffling comes 2 months after the panel's three-year mandate lapsed. The special counsel looking into the Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election announced charges against a Russian social media troll company, 12 of its employees, and its financial backer in the first indictment brought against Russians allegedly involved in the effort. It alleges that the Internet Research Agency, a St. Petersburg-based company with ties to the Kremlin, orchestrated an audacious campaign to influence the 2016 presidential election in favor of President Donald Trump. The indictment charges all of the defendants with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, three defendants with conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and five individuals with aggravated identity theft. None are in custody. The Commerce Department continues to urge President Donald Trump to impose tariffs or quotas on aluminum and steel imports from China and other countries. Unveiling the recommendations Friday, Secretary Wilbur Ross said in case of both industries, quote, the imports threaten to impair our national security. A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people on the ground. The earthquake had struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage in the state of Oaxaca, and there were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.